Welcome to Maseches Beitzah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Says the Mishnah, again referring to halachas, the laws of what we can do or cannot do on Yontif. Says the Mishnah, in Shevin es acheres, one may not break a piece of pottery, in chidches an yarm, one may not tear paper, mitzvah slayb maliach, to roast on it a salted fish. In other words, in those days they would take a fish, and they would put it on a spit, and they'd put it on the fire. Now, they were concerned that the spit would heat up significantly and it would burn the inside of the fish. So they would wrap the spit in a piece of pottery, or they would wrap the piece of the spit in a piece of paper so that it would block the heat from burning the inside of the fish. Someone may not make that piece of pottery or that piece of paper on Yontif, because then you're making a kli. You are constructing a vessel. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Ein garvin taner v'kirayim. If, let's say, a person has an oven and it fills with ash from things, drippings or stuff like that, halacha is one may not clean out their oven. But a person could level the ash at the bottom of the oven, and that is permissible. And that's so that the person should be able to cook, or the person should be able to bake properly. It says the Mishnah, a person may not bring two barrels next to one another, so that they can put a pot, rest a pot on these two barrels and then kindle a fire between the two barrels. And the reason for that is because that seems like binyan, that seems like one is constructing something. A person may not take a board of wood to place underneath a pot. And the reason for that is because that wood is only specifically considered pre-designated for using it for fire, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, but not for other types of tasks. Similarly, a person may not place a pot on top of a piece of wood that used to be a door. One may not lead an animal using a stick to prod the animal on, because that appears like a person is taking the animal for sale to the marketplace. But Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon says it's permissible to lead an animal using some type of stick on Yontif. That's the Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, "Noitel adam kisav mishalafanav." If a person has a bunch of splinters of wood before him, he may take one lachtais poishinav to clean out his teeth. So that person could take a piece of wood and use it as a toothpick. Similarly, a person may go out into their courtyard and collect twigs or madlik and then use them to light a fire, or use them to kind of to keep a fire going underneath his pot. Because everything that's in one's courtyard is considered pre-designated, it's considered prepared, and it wouldn't be mukta. The Chachamim, they disagree with Rabbi Elazar on two counts. Firstly, they say that a person is not allowed to take any type of splinter of wood to clean out their teeth, because wood is only considered pre-designated for fire, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Secondly, they say, even if a person wants to take wood for fire, that's only permissible to take from the wood that's in his home. Although that which is in his courtyard, that is prohibited, because since it's a tircha, it's an extra bother, so therefore a person did not intend to take them before Yontif. And therefore they'd be considered mukta, or prohibited to move on Yontif. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.